This is Middays with Jerry Williams on the Joy FM.
I mentioned the other day that my father had written a book called Been There, Done That, and it's actually been published, and that I would try and get him nailed down to do an interview to talk a little bit about the book, which is largely a memoir about how the Lord affected his life through the years. He's 91 years old now, was born in 1925. He agreed. I spoke with him the other day on the phone, recorded that conversation, and I'm going to be sharing that through the course of the day today. Here's that first segment of my father and me talking about his book, Been There, Done That. First of all, how are you, Dad?
I'm fine, thank you.
You sound a little stuffy. You still got a cold or something? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm just getting over a cold.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Hope you're feeling well.
I am. Thank you.
So you've got this book out now called Been There, Done That, and it's available online. And I checked. It's also available on Amazon. Did you know that?
No, I didn't, but that's good.
Yeah, it is. And I will have links to that on my Facebook page and on our website as well.
Hey, that's good. That's good.
So what inspired you or what motivated you to write this book?
I tell you, I've been thinking a lot about it. I figured that I'd let people know that God can and will change the life of even one with a very, very wasted youth, which was the way I was when I was young. Clear up until even long after I got out of the Army, I just did everything. And when I said, been there, done that, that is true. I have been there and I've done everything, which was not, I'm sure, pleasing to the Lord.
You spent a little bit of time on your youth growing up during the Depression and
yes.
your nine siblings, right? There were nine kids in the family in total. You give a little bit of a blurb on each one of your siblings. You talk about high school. The one thing you didn't mention, you mentioned that you're a Cleveland Browns fan.
That's right.
But you didn't mention anything at all about the Cleveland Indians.
Well, I am a Cleveland Indian fan, too. The reason I mentioned that I was a Cleveland Browns fan is because everything was so hopeless with them, you know, and I think I wanted people to pray for me.
Oh.
Anyway, this is the year I think they're going to go up.
Well, we'll have to see about that.
I know that.
You also mentioned that you you got drafted into the Army, and you had suffered from asthma as a kid, and
yeah.
So you didn't mention anything at all about asthma to the Army doctor, so that you would pass the physical.
That's right. When he got us together, he says those with hay fever, asthma, and whatever else, go to the other room. I think that he was going to put those with that on limited service. I did not go to the end of the room. I just ignored it. So I got passed, A1. So that's it. My Aunt Lena was very, very grief-stricken about this because she was afraid something would happen to me, but I couldn't help it. I just wanted to pass.
Well, and you mentioned a little bit about going to Italy and being in a combat zone, and then you said, but that's all I'm going to say about that. You have never, in my life, shared any stories about anything in the Army except for occasionally going and like getting watermelons out of a field in Italy or something like that.
That's right. Well, it's because there's nothing glamorous or good about war, and I've tried to blot much of it out of my mind. Our whole outfit got a Bronze Star because we were in the combat area, but I don't like to think about it. I don't like to talk about it. I hate it. I had a lot of good friends in the Army, but the war experience was not nice. It wasn't good. And I that's enough. That is enough for me.
I got you. That's my dad talking about his book, Been There, Done That. We're going to continue this conversation coming up a little bit later on. I will have links on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Jerry Williams Media, as well as the audio from the conversation I had with my father and links to where you can find out more about his book on our website, thejoyfm.com, on the Middays with Jerry Williams section. Again, that's our website, thejoyfm.com, and my Facebook page, facebook.com/Jerry Williams Media.